Welcome to Step Brother, a Steamy Academy romance web serial with over 1 million reads online. Step Brother is a forbidden enemies-to-lovers romance filled with sports, second chances, and a bad boy. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance. We hope you enjoy.
Chapter 16. Allie.
What are you doing here?
I asked, my voice barely above a whisper as Jace Harbor approached me. Rain beat down around us, plastering his hair to his forehead. His pretty dark brown eyes were fixed on me. He should have been at a house party, lighting up a blunt with poison and letting Jenny suck him off. Not here, not with me. He shrugged his shoulders and thrust the flowers into my hands.
It's the anniversary of your dad's death. I wasn't going to let you come here alone.
My chest tightened. Not once this entire week had I told him that I was coming here to see Dad after the game. He must have remembered when we used to go a few years ago, unless his dad had told him to come with me. I glanced down at the flowers in my hands. But the marigolds? Harlan wouldn't have known about the marigold. My chin quivered and I couldn't stop the tears from spilling down my cheeks. I wrapped my arms around his torso and pulled him into a hug, letting myself be vulnerable with him again for just a moment. Times like this, I didn't know what Jace Harbor thought about me. If he hated me, like he claimed to, he wouldn't be here. But if he loved me, like he used to, he wouldn't be a dick to me all the time. Jace tensed, then hesitantly wrapped his arms around my shoulders to pull me closer to him. Rain and sleet were pounding down around us. My toes were numb, and I was crying like a maniac in front of my father's gravestone. But for that single moment, everything felt a little bit better. Then I remembered that Jace Harbor had broken my heart, and I stepped away from him. I placed the marigolds on the ground in front of Dad's grave and watched Jace nod to the car.
Why don't we get back home? You look cold.
After giving him a curt nod, I said goodbye to Dad and slid into Jace's Maserati in all my wet and soaked through clothes. Jace slid in next to me and started the car, glancing over a few times as he drove us home.
Are you okay?
He asked. Yeah, I'm fine. I nod on the inside of my lip, not liking how nice he was being to me. It made me feel weird and awkward and cared about by Redwood's cruelest man. Are you? I asked, staring at the sleet hitting the windshield. You got hit pretty hard in the third quarter. Thought you blacked out. Jace cut his eyes to me and shut off the car as we pulled up to the house.
Always got to say something, don't you?
I trudged out of the car and kicked off my wet shoes and soggy socks at the door to the garage. Beads of water dropped off my raincoat and onto the ground beside me. Jace scrunched up his nose when he saw it.
Why do you still wear all these cheap fucking clothes?
He asked, tugging on the corner of my jacket from Target. I looked his expensive ass up and down as he took off his raincoat, his clothes dry, unlike mine, and basically dripping with money. Definitely unlike mine. I pulled off my raincoat and stripped off my nasty-ass jeans, not caring that he was staring at me with those intense brown eyes of his. My jacket might have been cheap for him, but I had spent a good $30 on something that barely kept me warm during his football games and didn't even try to keep the rain away. I rolled my eyes and walked toward the second floor bathroom near our rooms. Unlike you, I don't have money to spend on expensive clothes.
My dad loves you, he said, following after me.
I know he does, I said.
He'd buy you anything you could ever want.
And I knew that he would, but that didn't mean that I wanted or needed any of that shit. Mom might have taken it and all the other expensive things he'd gotten her without question. But Dad had raised me better than that. I didn't take things. I earned them. I don't want them, I said, shrugging my shoulders and walking into the bathroom. I went to close the door, but he smacked his hand on it and held it open. Crossing his big arms over his chest, he leaned against the doorframe. I turned on the hot water and narrowed my eyes at him. What? I asked, hoping he'd leave me to shower in peace, because that ache in my core hadn't disappeared since Monday afternoon in the locker room. It was getting worse. My need for him kept growing, and I couldn't fucking get a grip. He was my stepbrother. My damn stepbrother. I shouldn't feel this way toward him. I should never have felt this way toward him.
If all your clothes are ripped, you'll have to get new ones,
Jace said. I cut my eyes to him and gritted my teeth. Don't you fucking dare think about destroying my closet. Why do you even care about what I dress in anyway? He paused for a slight moment, then tilted his head to the side in the way he always did when he wanted to say something to his dad, but didn't want to offend him or start a fight. But with me, he didn't care what he said.
If you're going to be representing the Harbor name, you can't be wearing shitty clothes.
I'm not representing the Harbor name in any way. I balled my hands into fists. I'd never take the same last name as someone like you, I said, tearing off my shirt and glaring at him right in the eyes. He stepped closer to me.
You'd rather freeze your ass off in this winter than accept some warm clothes?
I gnawed on the inside of my cheek, knowing that this winter was about to be the absolute worst. Another reason that I couldn't wait to move out of this town. But if I took clothes from this man, I'd end up owing him. No, I said, shaking my head and placing my hands on my hips. I don't need you to buy me clothes. Another moment, and I wanted him to leave. When I realized that Jace wasn't going anywhere, I stepped closer to him, wanting nothing more than to hop into the shower and be done with the night. What I need is for you to stop sending me all these weird, fucked up signals. Steam poured over the glass shower door, yet I couldn't get myself to take off the rest of my clothes and step into it. Jace was staring at me with those devilish brown eyes. He stepped closer to me, and I stepped back. No, I couldn't let this man get close. Not again. I was finished with whatever we had going on. It was sex, and then hate, and then sex, and then hate. First you hate me, then you fuck me. You go back to hating me again, and then you show up at my father's grave because you didn't want me to go alone. I shook my head and sucked in a breath as he came even closer to me. I can't keep fucking around with you like this. Inches away, Jace Harbor grasped my chin and pushed me against the shower door.
This section was removed because it includes an explicit sex scene. Unfortunately, some platforms don't allow such material. To listen to it uncensored, go to reamstories.com/EmiliaRoseAudio and subscribe.
Jace, I whispered. He brushed his thumb against my cheek and pressed his lips to mine. And because I was a dumb, stupid girl, I let him.
You've reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. To get up to 4 weeks additional uncensored content, subscribe to the podcast at reamstories.com/EmiliaRoseAudio. Due to content restrictions, explicit sex scenes will only be available through Ream. But if you'd like to continue listening to my free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.